Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz proposed Ruthie's Law after a Buffalo nursing home resident was beaten to death. The law created several mandates for nursing homes, like reporting injuries and abuse to the county twice a year. Here's Poloncarz when signing the law in 2017.
We realized in Erie County government we could do more to protect those that reside in senior homes.
That may not be true. Erie County may not be able to do more to protect nursing home residents, at least not legally. New York public health law says counties aren't allowed to make laws for nursing homes, since they're already regulated by the State Department of Health. Now, 8 local nursing homes have filed a lawsuit, asking a state judge to declare that Ruthie's Law is preempted by state law, and therefore illegal. To attorney Neil Murray, who filed the lawsuit, it's an open and shut case.
Government has organizations, and it has a chain of command, and it has, like every business has a chain of command, and who makes the decisions? And you can't have lower levels of government making decisions that contradict higher levels of government.
If that's true, how's it even possible Poloncarz and the county legislature put Ruthie's Law on the books? Why didn't New York State stop them from passing it in the first place? While state constitutions say local governments can't pass laws that contradict state law, the state really can't stop local governments from doing so.
How is it that Congress can go ahead and pass a law that turns out to be unconstitutional? You know, how do you stop them in advance?
That's University at Buffalo law professor James Gardner. He studies state constitutional law.
The way that courts have answered the question is they accord to legislatures at every level a presumption of good faith. You know, a democratically elected legislature is presumed to have the people's best interest in mind. They're presumed to know what the law is and to do their job diligently and ethically and responsibly. And so whatever they do is accorded the presumption of regularity, of legality, of even of constitutionality.
That means local governments get the benefit of the doubt they'll make sure their laws are legal. Murray and the nursing homes claim Erie County didn't do so with Ruthie's Law.
Who's ever advising the county legislature ought to look and see, well, wait a minute, before we do this, are we doing something that we have the authority to do? And, obviously that did not happen in this case.
When a local government does pass an unconstitutional law, Gardner says it's often up to an individual, not the state, to then challenge it and stop it from being enforced.
Who would bring a lawsuit like that? It would be somebody who is affected by or regulated by a local law, and would then make the claim that the locality did not have the authority to enact that law.
Local nursing homes are far from the first group to argue a local law conflicts with New York state law. Back in the 60s, the laundry industry challenged New York City raising its minimum wage. A judge ultimately ruled the city couldn't supersede state labor law. More recently, a registered sex offender challenged Nassau County for restricting where he could live. A judge ruled local governments can't make such restrictions because the state's sex offender laws preempt local ones. Murray and the nursing home say there's good reason for this hierarchy, especially in their case.
Imagine if every single county decided that they were going to write their own specific additional rules regulating nursing homes. This isn't just about Ruthie's Law. It's about the principle that you can't be answering, and nursing homes can't be scrambling to answer to local counties, cities, towns, villages. Where does it stop?
Poloncarz has repeatedly declined to discuss Ruthie's Law with WBFO. He released a statement last month that he'll fight the lawsuit, but doesn't comment on pending litigation. Nursing homes say they understand the county wanted to protect nursing home residents, but it should now just accept their law as illegal.
But politicians have a hard time admitting that they made a mistake. And they're going to make the taxpayers of Erie County pay because they want to save face.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.